It seems like a gimmick offering prizes for weight loss, like TV's Biggest Loser reality show. In this version, you had to form a 5-person team and pay a fee. Then each group tries to lose the largest percentage of their starting weight in 3 months.
The biggest piece to this that I liked was that it wasn't an individual contest.
Claire Keld is a dietitian at MultiCare, the Tacoma-based medical system. They're sponsoring the contest.
The core of the program was a team aspect.
Team support really helped Lisa Cisneros, who entered the contest with 4 other women who work at Tacoma Public Schools. At first, it was all about the top prize.
I wanted to win. I wanted the money, and I wasn't going to let my team down. And that's what my motive was at the beginning.
Over time, it was clear they were not going to win, but her team loyalty kept her going, and she started to enjoy a healthier lifestyle.
When you say, okay, there's other people depending on you, for some reason you step up to the plate and you continue to do it.
She lost 22 pounds. Overall, 1,400 people entered the Pierce County contest. It's run by an outside company called Healthy Wage, which sets up similar contests around the country. And it turns out there's science behind it.
No, it's not a gimmick.
Scott Halpern is a doctor and epidemiologist at the University of Pennsylvania, specializing in behavior change.
The evidence suggests that prizes work to improve weight loss itself.
And here comes the but.
Once the prizes go away, weight is often regained.
6 months from now, most participants will be back where they started. Researchers are looking for ways to make the changes sustainable. One idea is to offer prizes for a year or longer, like a daily lottery. For now, the slimmer contestants will show up at Saturday's annual Sound to Narrows race near Point Defiance, where the winning team will be announced. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.